Star FM with Chris and Brady for breakfast.
We are playing this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to Dare Brownie to do it.
Yeah, Dare Brownie to do it. A chance for you to give your dares this morning to us, local ones, because Brownie wants to be confirmed as local. So in completion of said dares, he will then officially be a local.
That's a fantastic idea, I think, you know, because obviously you're living in Orange for 10 years. It's going to take a very long time in order to get that local status. So these ideas, these dares which happen around town, if I complete them and finish them, I should be able to class myself as an Orange local.
13, 12, 16 is the number. Nathan joins us. Nathan, what do you reckon, buddy? What should Brownie do?
Oh, well, it'd be pretty creative if he could go to the Orange Aquatic Centre and dive off the top tower, maybe.
Oh, dive okay. Off the very top, like the highest one.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, so you think once he does that, we can call him a local?
Yeah.
Now that's an idea. Would you be willing to jump off the highest one?
I've seen how big that thing is. Yeah. It's a little bit intimidating, but I reckon I could do it. That's something.
That's not the only call for the jump. We had one moments ago, which was quite simply got to do that, but in the nude.
In the nude. I don't think people really want to see something like that.
And yet again, I do. Also, we've got Adam. Adam on 13, 12, 16. What do you want to dare Brownie to do?
I've been living in Orange for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And I reckon it'd be good if I deliver for Star Trek Express. And I think it'd be good if Dave Brownie to come in the truck for a day and get out and see all the locals I deliver around all the town.
Now that's a top idea, because he has to visit like every location around town helping you deliver.
Yeah, he doesn't have to help, he just comes in the truck and just great people.
You know, the thing is, back in the day, I actually used to deliver parcels before, so it's something that I've done before, which I could actually do pretty easily.
It sounds like you want a work dog rather than an offsider.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an idea, helping deliver parcels around town.
Yeah, I'll put my hand up. That's something else that I can do. Yeah, great.
So, officially, you're not a local.
So, I'm like two-thirds there. Like, what else do I need to do to become a local?
I think the townspeople are happy. Hang on, let me go to the door. What does everyone think about it? Yeah. Everyone seems to like it.
How did you get all those people in here?
Wow. The whole town's a fan.
Of me not being a local.
Yeah, look. Hang around, I'll reenact Evita with you.
Wow. Really, I'm a little bit upset about that.
Well, you should be.
I really want to be classed as an Orange local.
Well, if your class is local, we're all starting a new town. Been big news for a couple of weeks now. Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, they're split. They've gone their separate ways.
Got divorced.
Got divorced, as we like to put it. That's the official term. She is moving on, but she's found a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, to go and speak to. And funnily enough, it actually turns out to be her former fiance, ex-fiance, Chris Klein. Now, you might remember him from the American Pie movie franchise.
Mm-hmm. And what other movies?
Well, there's a couple of other movies he made here, and they weren't as big as the American Pie movies, but the thing is, they were in a relationship, they were engaged, they broke up, but they're still really good friends.
Sounds a little sus to me.
It is a little bit sus.
Sounds like, you know, Chris Klein has her over and goes, yeah, oh, you can crash at my place. It's, you know, it's all fine. We're two adults. We're just friends now. And
maybe just wanting to hang out.
Oh, what's this? Oh, the engagement ring. Yeah, I like to wear it in a necklace around my neck. Just forgot all about it. Oh, how about that? Click. Oh, I've just sat on the stereo remote. Sorry. Forgot. Oh, I didn't realise that was there.
So you're throwing out the suggestion. You think he's trying to maybe rekindle something with her.
What I like to do by myself, I just like to sing along.
Let's get it on.
Oh, and take my shirt off too. Yeah, that's image for everyone this morning.
Okay. Right, well, what do you think in this situation? I know she's saying that they're still good mates, and the music's kind of creeping me out. Can you turn it down a little bit? Here's the thing. Okay, you know, they were engaged back in the day. They were in a relationship. She turns around and says that they are still really good mates. Do you reckon you can remain friends with an ex?
No, impossible.
And you know
stupid.
You know what? Up until about 3 weeks ago, I was with you. I was against you, actually.
Really?
I actually thought that you could remain friends with an ex.
Because you, I mean, recently you've tried it.
Yeah.
And how's it gone?
Yeah, not very,
should I ask?
Not very good. Do I want to talk about it? Yeah, okay, of course.
Do I want to talk about myself? It's okay. Another opportunity. Oh, I suppose I'll just take that and do that.
Well, I just want to talk about the most recent experience, which changed my mind. We broke up. We were friends before we got together, so of course we tried to put our differences aside and try and make the friendship actually work. That wasn't until I found out that she's actually starting to see someone else. And the thing is, you know, I still had feelings for her. She kind of told me that she still had feelings for me, but yet she's now seeing someone else. And I honestly don't think at this point in time, right here, right now, we can be friends anymore.
Probably
not.
It
just, honestly, it makes things so difficult for everyone involved.
Yeah.
And it's best to just, you know, it's sad to say, cut your losses and move on. I got that out there, yeah.
You know what you should do?
What?
Invite her over and then click. Hey! Hey, oh, it's just sat on the remote to the stereo.
It's not going to happen, though.
Yeah, I totes just hang out with my shirt off at home of an afternoon.
You see me with my shirt off, though?
Oh, look at me reaching for this jar on a high shelf, stretching and flexing my muscles. All both of them.
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
stop,
that's
please.
What you should do.
Let's get on.
Anyway, so it hasn't worked out.
It hasn't worked out. Honestly, I can officially say right here, right now, through previous experience happening just recently, you cannot stay friends with an ex.
All right.
Doesn't work.
Listeners, what do you reckon this morning? Is it possible? Can you stay friends with your ex? 13, 12, 16's number. Crystal's on the line. Crystal, what do you reckon? Can you be friends with an ex?
Definitely. I was with my ex for nearly 10 years. We have a little girl together and we're really good friends. And my current partner, I've been with for over 2 years. They're really good friends. They weren't friends when we met. I introduced them
a couple
years ago. And we all get along really well and actually spend time together.
But how did you get past those, maybe one person still has feelings for the other person? Did it
well, it ended a little bit sour 5-6 years ago, but we had a child involved, so we had to be adults and realise that we didn't want to fight and show our daughter that it's make her think it's okay to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And we got over that, and we were friends, and then I got my new partner, introduced them, and they shook hands, and they've got no dramas, and I really think if you're an adult, I think you can be friends. Little teenagers, maybe, a different story, because teenagers are teenagers, but I'm 29 years old and I think you can be if you're an adult.
Yeah, well, I think Crystal's probably right on the money, especially when it comes to like teenagers. Obviously, there's a lot of uncontrollable hormones that make things even more difficult.
Not as mature as a 29-year-old will be, but is that the only case where it can actually work when there are children involved? Because obviously you've got to do what's best for the child and that.
Would you take your new partner to meet your ex? Would that...
Would you? No, because I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt my old partner. It's just, you know, me showcasing my brand new partner in front of my old partner. It'd be hurtful.
So, like, you've got your new girlfriend and then you've got your old girlfriend and she comes over and you go, click! Hey, girls, just... We're all friends here, really?
It wouldn't happen, though. It wouldn't. You can't bring an ex and a brand new partner to meet each other.
No, pass us those candles, would you? Yeah, I always have champagne at this time of day. And strawberries dipped in ice cream. Wow! 13, 12, 16. Can you be friends with an ex? Can you do it? 13, 12, 16. Cameron joins us. Now, Cameron, you've remained friends with your ex, but how long was it before, you know, those feelings disappeared?
Oh, pretty quick, actually, believe it or not, because she was a bit of a psycho, but needless to say, once the differences aside and she wasn't trying to hit me with a car again, it wasn't too bad.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Once that whole trying to take your life thing's cleared up and out of the way, it's fine again.
Pretty much, right. I think, though, we both agree, in the end, once we could start talking again, we both agreed that we were better off as friends. And, like, I must admit, we get on heaps better as friends than what we did when we were together.
I could see there'd be a lot of benefit in you being friends with her than her trying to kill you. So I can see there was an upside for you, Cameron.
Yeah. I think, though, yeah, definitely you can. And, like, I encourage my current girlfriend to keep in contact with her exes.
Okay.
I've just requested that I at least know when they're going for coffee, yeah, for example.
Yeah.
Like, there's no secrets. It's all about trust. If you trust your current partner, then you shouldn't have to worry about anything at all.
And I think that's the key. Well said, Cameron. It's all about trust.
You know what? That's a very good point there. Encouraging your partner, though, that's the thing I'm worried about. You know, if I got with my brand new partner and I turned around to her and said, look, you know, it's okay to, you know, be friends with your exes and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, you know, one thing led to another, and then that sparked up a bit of a romance that was happening between them. And then she leaves me for him. I'm worried about that.
That's the scenario.
That's the scenario, I think. Yeah.
I think Cameron's scenario is far more scary, that she was trying to kill him with the car.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Once you can get past that, maybe everything's fine. Feeling's gone.
You could kill me with the car, or click. We could just, you know.
Question for you.
Gossip Girl's on.
Have you ever used this song at all, ever?
No, I am. My song is In the Jungle, the Mighty Jungle, the Lion Sleeps Tonight. There's nothing sexier. You try singing that one.
It's not going to happen at all.
I'm on my way. Girls just come running.
I can definitely see them running towards you right now.
Yeah.
Running towards you to get you to shut up.
Hey, hey, hey.
Do that Wimberway part one more time.
I could shut up, or I could. It's 8:29 on Star. Let's end this segment.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.